Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. You want to get in, 215-592-9494 is how you join the show. Obviously talking a lot about the Phillies today, a lot about Zach Wheeler, his masterpiece yesterday at Citizens Bank Park. Nine innings, one run, one hit. The only hit, a home run by Austin Hayes, who pretty lustily booed at Citizens Bank Park this weekend.
As he should have been.
I was proud of the fan base for that. I was proud of the Austin Hayes boo. I know that was kind of a divisive topic a little bit on social media about whether Austin Hayes deserved the boos or not.
It was?
I think he... Well, there were a few people I saw that weren't happy with the booing of Austin Hayes.
Oh, you mean the ones that say we need to do better?
Yeah,
we need... fan base?
Yeah. We don't need to do any better.
I mean, there's always one. I mean, there's always one in the group that you know, wants to try to shame everybody.
What do you think? You think he deserved the boost?
I mean, man, it's Philadelphia, man. Do you expect anything different?
He just had a like kidney infection, but
yeah,
should have performed better.
I mean, I get it. I get it why it's the conversation. But just like, you know, when Bryce Huff decides to leave Philadelphia with a Super Bowl ring.
What a loser. What a loser.
Loser,
man.
Strong.
Really that strong. Was, I mean, oh, I knew during training camp.
I mean, and he has something to say. Like, no, just take the ring and keep it moving.
Man, and I hadn't heard that until Kyle played it earlier. When he said, oh, I kind of knew at training camp it wasn't going to work out.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, that's just.
Like, that's like saying, I knew it wasn't going to work out after I said I do.
Exactly. You know, it's like, come on, like, man. No. You signed the contract.
You just got married.
Well, shouldn't you have kind of examined this before you signed on?
Well, it's one of those things where, you got to ask how you're going to be used. But I guess, and can't believe I'm saying this, I'm probably going to get yelled at for this. But in his defense, Kyle's a typical.
Here we go.
No.
I love Kyle throwing up the hands.
But Vic Fangio got here after he got here. So Vic probably, and I do believe that there probably was a conversation that Howie was like, yo, you know, we got to work Cat in. And Vic was like, hey, darn it, gosh darn it, do you want me to get this defense right or not? Do you want me to do it my way or not? I just left Miami. All the stuff they gave me down there.
I love the Vic Fangio.
Let me do my thing. And
I love Vic Fangio, who is from this area. Apparently, he's from the South now. I love it.
Yeah, let me do my thing.
215-592-9494. This is sounding very Tobias-like.
No,
it's
not.
Sounding like a very Tobias-like situation.
This is the thing.
Congratulations, Tobias Harris.
My job here is to try to give you different perspectives.
That's right, perspective.
And different avenues in which we reached where we are, you know? It's not always the way that you think it is. It might be a different way. That's why a lot of times I have to cultivate these. Y'all might think these takes that I have are willy-nilly. It takes time to cultivate these takes that I have on a day-to-day basis.
Hugh Douglas.
You got to. Because I don't just sit here and just be talking out the side of my neck. Sometimes I do. But mostly.
I sit here
and I take time to think about the things that I say, because I know that there are a lot of people that tend to listen.
Whoa.
And they hang on my every word because they know I preach the gospel.
Well, they're cheering Hugh Douglas in Philly.
You are a respected member of the Philadelphia sports community. You are. You're a beloved Eagle.
Oh, no,
you're an all-time great.
A hot take artist.
Yeah.
I'm not
and a hot take artist. And a defender of underachieving athletes.
No, it's
to be honest.
No, when Bryce is feeling some kind of way. And I try to channel my inner Bryce, but
don't do that.
But wait a minute. Before I do that, I always say, damn, dog, why couldn't you just leave and just be cool? Like, you take the money and just go.
That's all.
Nobody can ever do that nowadays.
That's all.
Like, nobody, like, you didn't have to say anything because then everybody was still euphoric about the Super Bowl win. You can't, like, this is what you've done. You're going to probably, I don't know if you're married or not, but you're going to go somewhere one day. And you're gonna be probably a little bit older. You're probably gonna be out of the league, and you're gonna think about all you've accomplished over the years, and hopefully for you, if it doesn't happen, you got one ring. But if you happen to not win another one, you got one. You're gonna want to put that ring on one day, right? Because you were part of the Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl team, and you might be my age. I am now. And the unfortunate thing about that is you're going to put that ring on one day and you're going to be walking around town as an older man with, you probably have, you know, silver hair or whatever. and you're going to talk about your Super Bowl accomplishments. And in the crowd, there's going to be a diehard Philadelphia Eagle fan. And they're going to call you a bum and say you didn't even contribute. Because when I tell you, I'll never forget this as long as I live, man. I was at an autograph signing, and the Wild Thing was there, Mitch Williams. And we were signing autographs, and, you know, it was going good. Some old lady walked up to Mitch and said, "You got a lot of nerve coming back to Philly." And I was just like, damn. He signed something for her, but the fact that she remembered that in that moment, I was like, damn, what should I be talking about the World Series? I was like, wow, that's Philadelphia in a nutshell. And somebody's going to do you like that. You're going to probably be in San Francisco, and you might want to wear it in San Francisco while you're playing. And there's going to be an Eagles fan that sees that and say, "Oh, you're Bryce Huff?" You can be like, "Yeah. Oh, you didn't do anything in the Super Bowl. You didn't do anything." Oh, they're going to remind you.
Right.
That's the unfortunate thing about it.
Well, I don't think it's unfortunate.
Well, it's unfortunate awesome. For him.
Yeah, for him, it's unfortunate. But how annoyed are you with Bryce Huff for his comments? 215-592-9494. Also talking a lot about the Phillies today. Are you more encouraged by the starting pitching or discouraged by the performance of the lineup over the weekend? Our Twitter question of the day, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing that others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. At this point, our new Twitter question, are you disappointed that Kyle Schwarber won't be participating in the Home Run Derby? That is our Twitter question.
I still think
today.
I could beat Kyle in a race, too. Listen, this weekend.
Beat me?
Right, I don't know, now. Kyle, you're a little lighter. It might be like you're a little wider. Yeah, man. But you're a little lighter. I feel pretty smart. I think I can get Kyle in a race, though.
You think you can get Kyle?
He thinks he can beat Schwarber in a race.
Oh, Kyle. Right. Schwarber. Yeah, I forgot. I thought you were talking about that Kyle.
No, I felt pretty good this weekend, man. You know, I was running around. So I was like, man.
I think I'd have to take Kyle.
I can get him.
215-592-9494. In a minute, we will predict another matchup coming up this week on Wednesday between a couple of our coworkers here at WIP. We'll get to that in a minute. First, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Sean in Newark. What's up, Sean?
Hey, how you doing, Tom? How you doing, everybody?
What's going on, man?
I was going to chime in first on the Phillies bats and the pitching, and I think that it's been a pretty well-established pattern that their bats go hot and cold. You know, so if you got somebody batting 600 for 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden the next 2 weeks they can't get a hit, well, they got a 300 batting average, and you'd say, wow, they're one of the better hitters in the league. But in the playoffs, that you'd be out of the playoffs, you know, and that's what the Phillies – and we've even seen it this year. There's been at least two different times already in the first half of the season where they've gone through stretches where they couldn't get a hit and they stunk so bad that everybody was ready to throw in the towel. Then all of a sudden they get hot again and then everybody's, oh, never mind, we're all back in. And that seems to be their pattern the last 2 years. So, you know, I don't have a confidence that they can go four straight series in the playoffs with the bats staying hot enough to be able to win each series.
Yeah,
I figure it'll be hot a series or two and then, you know.
And that's the thing, Sean. You're talking about they got to play well for a month. And like, it's weird because just how we know this team is capable of performing in short stretches, they're also susceptible to going cold in short stretches. And that's kind of what happened in 2022, honestly, where they were really hot.
That's exactly what happened.
They got to the middle of the World Series and, you know, just then, they went ice cold.
And then the other thing is Topper has to start managing tougher. You know, I'll give you an example. You know, we just saw Zach Wheeler, what he just did, and everybody's going all crazy raving that. But everybody forgets that not just last year, but the year before, two consecutive years, Topper took out Wheeler, throwing a shutout in the playoffs, only to have the bullpen immediately come in and blow the game, and then they lost that very series. So you could make the argument that not once, but twice, Topper's thrown away a Philly season because he took their best pitcher out of the game thinking the bullpen could do a better job.
But this is where I'll defend...
I mean, what are you saving Wheeler for?
Well, Sean, this is where I'll defend him on that. I mean, I understand in the Houston series, shouldn't have taken him out in that spot. But in that Mets game, I mean, he was at something like 115 pitches.
He's throwing a shutout. What are you saving him for, Tom? We saving him for next year? We trying to win the World Series?
No, you're saving him for the rest of the playoffs. I mean, you have like 115 pitches. He still had two innings to get through in that game.
He's throwing a shutout. He's the best thing. I mean, if I'm on the other side, I'm thrilled the moment he comes out of that game.
I get
if
that.
If I'm the opposing team.
But you got to at least think about your pitcher.
All right, well, how did that work out for you then, Tom? Did you win the game or did you lose the game? How did it work out the year before? Did you win or lose?
It didn't work out well, but I still don't think it was the wrong decision.
You lost the series both times, too.
Yes, he told you.
Well, I still think it was the right thing to take him out there.
Can I throw in one other thing, guys?
Sure.
Go for it.
Go ahead, Sean.
Get his ass.
Very combative phone call.
You're on a roll. Go for it.
Go, Sean.
All right, thank you. And hey, man, I usually always agree with Tom, and I agree with him basically on the Phillies bats thing.
I can't tell. You sound a little angry.
But also with the bubble, I'm a LeBron hater as much as anybody else, but all these people that don't want to give him credit for the bubble, that's just LeBron hate. The fact is they had the best record all year, and they played over two-thirds of the seasons. That's why they added those extra games at the end for the play-in to make sure that there was any teams that would have been close enough to get in the playoffs could. And it's worth noting that all four teams that made it to the conference finals that year were right back in the conference finals 2 years later. So it ain't like they were fluke teams that made it. All four teams were right back in competing, the same four teams again just 2 years later.
Yeah.
So it shows that those four teams really were good teams.
Well,
they had the best record all year, and they won the title. Give him the ring, but it still doesn't change the fact that he's played over 20 years, and even as we speak, he's still shopping for another team to try to figure out how to put a super team together to get a fifth ring.
Well, I hear you, Sean. And appreciate the call, man. Thanks. I would actually agree with that. I think the NBA ring is kind of legit. The LeBron ring's kind of legit.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, Sean's normally my guy. That's the guy who made my open.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Well, Sean, you did a good job. I like that.
Sean just took me apart there.
Yeah,
though.
He did. He had a little bit of attitude.
Very angry.
He had a lot of attitude.
Jeez.
Someone say.
Yeah. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Get back to the phones in a second, but we do need to weigh in real quick on what's going on Wednesday, because Wednesday's the big day.
Wednesday.
Gentlemen, the pitching competition, baseball competition between Jack Fritz and Joe DiCamera going on at Plymouth White Marsh High School. It'll be at noon. We will be broadcasting right around the corner at McGurk's in Fort Washington. So go, you know, either watch the
get something to eat first and then go watch them.
Yeah, either come get something to eat first and watch baseball after, or vice versa. Go watch the baseball, come in for lunch after. But where are you guys on the Jack versus Joe thing here?
You know what? Honestly, I feel like, because Kyle just got back, I feel like Jack's in a good place. He's been working on his pitches. So I think he's in a good place with that. So, yeah, I'm kind of leaning a little bit more towards Jack this week.
You're backing Jack.
Yeah, because earlier I was like, oh, the camera's just going to let the bat sit on his shoulders because Jack hasn't been working. But Jack said he's been, you know, working on his location and, you know, everything. So if he can locate it, I think he got a chance.
So you're going with Jack. Where are you at, Kyle?
I'm staying where I was from the very beginning. I've been trying to tell everybody. I know everyone's shocked that there was a meltdown by Fritz. But, like, this is where I was coming from this entire time. It was never about the camera being a supreme athlete. A superior athlete to Fritz.
Oh, here we go.
It's about Jack not being mentally built for this kind of
thing. Wow.
And golf was supposed to be the thing that Jack was like a lock to win. He folded at that, man.
Yeah.
Like, I think I came into this thinking DeCamera had a decent chance at the baseball thing just because of what you guys were talking about. He's going to leave the bat on his shoulder, make Jack at the strike zone, stuff like that. You know, DeCamera's going to try to weasel his way into a win. But, like, he's further into Jack's head than I think he was to start this thing, which I already think was burrowed pretty far in. I'm sticking with the camera, man. It might get ugly for Jack.
It could. And this is the thing. I have tried intentionally to kind of steer clear of taking a side on. I don't want to cause issues with anybody. You know, I just want to, you know, kind of get along. But I got to go on record here. I mean, I don't know what the odds are. I love the camera on Wednesday. I just do. Yeah. I just think this is like there is a lot of pressure on Jack going into this thing.
I want to believe that Jack is in this is like you guys like to say. I don't want to believe that about Jack.
I think Kyle's right. I think Joe is very much in his head. Just watch that video that from last week. It was troubling as far as Joe's commentary was flustering Jack. And this is the thing, man. There's going to be a big crowd there. There are going to be a lot of people, and I don't think it's enough just for Jack to win.
You mean the moment's too big?
Jack needs to look impressive.
Yeah,
like he's been talking about his baseball history, his baseball acumen for years here. If he doesn't go out and he's not throwing 83 and he's not pumping the fastball in the zone.
We're expecting 83?
Yeah, well, that's what he says. He says he was throwing a cool 83 is how he put it over the weekend when he's on the seltzer. So we need to get a radar gun out there. This is not just about the win for Jack. He needs to look good.
We need style points.
This is a style points game for Jack. He needs to go out he needs to look great. If he doesn't, it's a failure.
I agree.
See, that's just, come on, man. Y'all,
he needs
y'all
to look great.
You know what, Hugh? You gotta stop trying to see the good in everybody.
Yeah. If you look for the bad in people. Stop. Look for the negative side.
I like how you said it with a straight face.
With an angry face at that.
No, I will say this. It was not flattering having Jack's coach call in and try to mine nice things to say about him. Oh, that was a little weird.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't hear?
No.
You didn't, TK, like, he was really...
Yeah, I heard.
What they call it, word salad?
Yeah, he was struggling. He was struggling.
Was it like when Jalen Rager's TCU coach called
in? Oh, it was not that bad. Not that bad. Patterson?
But, you know, it was like, it was like Jack, he said something to the effect, I'm ad-libbing here, but Jack knew he wasn't going to play, so he started doing play-by-play in the dugout.
So he was like Bryce.
So he was working on his second career.
Yeah.
He knew it wasn't going to go well from the jump.
I'm telling you.
So it was like, you know, and then Jack, there was a story where Jack walked away from baseball or whatever when he was on scholarship or whatever.
Walked away.
Hey, I'm being nice.
Yeah, so this is your Hugh Douglas level spin to something
what are you
that's
talking
just
about?
Damning.
What are you talking about? Now that was egregious. Like it, but people have reasons for doing whatever it is that they do.
What did I just say? For this to be a success for Jack, people need to be walking out of Plymouth White Marsh High School on Wednesday.
Saying he crushed him.
Well, thinking, wow, yeah, I could see that guy being a minor league pitcher. That's
the
way he needs to look.
Like Rudy?
No.
He needs to look great. And, I mean, just think, if Jack throws six straight balls to start this thing, this is going to get ugly. Now, can Spike make a mound visit? I think we might need a mound visit from Spike and Ike.
Really that's a bad look.
Do you
though.
Want a Spike a mound look. Visit, though? Seriously?
Well,
Spike, yeah, I don't know.
Spike might... is like Jack's coach through
no,
this.
Listen, let me tell you.
Spike is Jack's biggest fan.
See, you weren't here, Kyle. Spike makes it sound like he's been very supportive, and Ike said he was. So I believe it to a certain extent.
But I think I would rather get a pep talk from Ike than Spike.
That's what I was thinking, but... Spike said, I mean, Ike said that Spike was very supportive,
but
which I found surprising.
I think Jack would respond better to Spike's level of coaching because Spike is very much the supportive, nurturing voice. Ike is the tough love guy. You could spiral if Ike's doing the whole get your head out of your ass thing. Exactly.
Yeah. That don't seem like that dog would hunt with Jack. Yeah. Jack don't seem like he would respond well to get your head out of your ass.
Well, I mean, he needs to respond well to the meltdown in round one. Like, he needs a bounce back. And I agree with TK. It's a style point spot for Jack.
It is. He needs to look
good. See, y'all putting pressure.
So your official position is the camera now?
Yeah, without question.
I'm a ride with Jack. I believe it.
And, I mean, a lot of pressure, especially considering everybody is just taking the camera because they have questioned Jack's mental capacity for
this. And that's the thing, though.
That's a lot, man.
I think Jack playing possum. Because this is Jack's wheelhouse. Jack's been working on his pitches. I think Jack, but then again, no, Jack's gonna shine.
Jack should just be pumping fastballs. He shouldn't throw curveballs.
No,
he should
locate. Because do we really think?
I agree. I think it's about location more than
like. Do we really think that Joe DeCamera?
Did you lay down a bunt?
Has been practicing. Like I think Jack has been practicing. Mm-hmm. I think Jack has been practicing on his location. I don't think Joe DeCamera's really taking this one that serious. I think he's more into the head game space than anything.
Joe takes the head game extremely seriously. Like, he's still playing three-dimensional chess at all moments. Like, he went to Plymouth White Marsh just so he could take a picture of the field and tweet it out. I do too.
See,
it's unbelievable.
Jack just needs to stay centered. If he stays centered, he'll be fine.
Well, the other thing about, like,
By the way, L.A. said he might be in attendance. Maybe L.A. could go out and talk
that,
to Jack Drew.
No, that might help. Now, I know Jack has sort of admitted that he's well past his prime, we did hear him say that, yeah, he tried to bow out of it in the first place because his arm was cooked. Is he putting himself on the appropriate regimen when we're talking about practicing?
Like, did he say his arm is cooked?
He might need an innings limit.
Wait a minute, he said his arm was cooked?
That was sort of the whole idea. With remember when he tried to back out at first? He was like, I want to make sure that my arm is good so that he can play catch with his kids. And he was a little bit worried about it.
Worst case scenario is Jack tears like a rotator cuff or something.
This is some new information.
What? We played the audio for you on the show.
I didn't play attention. That part I missed. Oh, no. You know what? No, I know what you're talking about. When he was talking about how he was trying to save, he was out there pitching with Walker and
yes.
he blew his arm out.
And he was
oh, I thought you meant. No, he's been practicing since then.
No, that's right, because you were talking about you had a take on that, right?
Yeah, why are you throwing heat to your son?
Yeah,
blew his arm out throwing at a 2-year-old.
No, I remember.
My God.
No, he was talking about how he said after that though he had been practicing. I know what you're talking about now.
Okay.
Yeah, because I did have a question. Why are you throwing heat to a 2-year-old?
Yeah, two or three. I don't know how old Walker is now, but not old. So we'll
see
how
plays
out.
That he's not. Out of gas by the time the competition even happens. If he's practicing,
I hope there's a way where we can get a live stream because we'll be on during this. I hope we can, kind of see what's going on.
We got Buzz.
Well,
heartthrob Buzz.
What Buzz? Buzz
the heartthrob.
Buzz, another just it's so annoying throughout this whole process. Just angling for every job. He wants to be the commentator. He wants to be the ump.
Buzz is a
he wants to be the scorekeeper. That Buzz
Buzz,
ladies,
Buzz is a lady man.
I played that on my show that one.
No,
that was absurd.
I went like
maybe the most
funny.
Ridiculous thing you've ever said.
No, it's not. It's you know what's funny though.
Hey Buzz, that
when
was
I
the
when
best.
I did that, like we went to the game last week. It was me. Yeah. It was me. Who was with it? It was Tuck. It was me, Tuck, and Mike Angelini. Right. So when Buzz
three ladies
sees me,
men right there.
No, when Buzz
that's
sees
a crew.
Me, right.
What a crew! Buzz,
Kyle,
Tucker,
this was
and,
the best.
And Mike.
This was the best. Buzz rounds the corner. He sees me sitting there. He wanted to go away because he's like, "Oh, this guy, right?"
You're cramping his style, dude. You're an old man.
He was like, "Oh, this guy," because I think I kind of got him in trouble because Buzz has a lady,
yeah,
and I guess she heard me talking about him in his heartthrobness.
I don't think she's all that
concerned. And he turned the corner. And he kind of looked and rolled his eyes like, why did he have to be here?
The best part of that was when you did like the young girl impression. You're like, they're all saying, hey, Buzz.
She did say, hey, Buzz. She was like, hey, Buzz. It was almost like, Buzz, why you ain't never called me back?
I don't know if I believe
I don't know,
this.
But Buzz, like when he was walking through, though, he walked through like he was the man, though. He did do that.
Until
he seen me and then he said, this. Individual.
This guy. 215-592-9494. This segment got way off the rails. Somehow we got the Buzz being a ladies' man. This started off with Joe versus Jack. I don't know how we ended up here. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. See you guys on hold. We'll get to the phones in the next segment. We'll finish up on the phone lines with the Phils. A check in with you people,
yeah,
which I'm excited about. I always love the rivalry between Hugh and you people. So we will get to that coming up as well in the final segment of the show. And something that happened over the weekend with Bryson Stott and the fans that was interesting from Friday. All that coming up. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.